ज्ञान वैराग्य युक्तेना भक्ति युक्तेना च आत्मना परिपश्यति उदासीनं प्रकृतिं च अतौजसम्. The conditioned state of life means influence from material nature. When we are very much influenced by the material nature, we have already discussed guna, karanam guna sangas. Material nature means the three gunas, three material qualities, ignorance, passion, and goodness. Goodness is better than the other two qualities, ignorance and passion. But mostly, especially in this age, they are conducted or influenced by the modes of ignorance and passion. People do not know what is the aim of life. Just like they are called Shudras. Shudras means they do not know what is the aim of life. Just like animals. Animal does not know what is the aim of life. That is ignorance. And passion is power, creative power, or working for sense gratification. That is called passion. And goodness means knowledge. One can see what is what. So, we have discussed in the last verse how one becomes liberated. Tada purusha atmanam kevalam prakriti param nirantaram swami jyoti anumanam akhanditam anu. We are minute particle of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mamai vansa jiva bhuta. We are not Krishna, but Krishna's part, minute part. That minute part also we have discussed, 1/10,000 part of the upper portion of the hair. Kesagra satabhagasya satadhakulkitasya. So when we realize this, that I am not God, but I am godly. I have got the quality of God. I have given the example also, just like the sea and the drop of water of the sea. So chemically, the drop of water of the sea is the same quality. There is no change of taste or other chemical composition. Similarly, we should understand fully that we are simply qualitatively one with God, but quantitatively God is great and we are very minute part. This is self-realization. Therefore, part and parcel, mamimamsa jiva bhuta, the all living entities, Krishna says, they are my part and parcel. Part and parcel, we have several times explained. Just like in my body, there are different parts. But the business of the part is to satisfy the center point stomach. The leg is working, the hand is working, the eyes, the ears, everyone is working. Why working? To satisfy the stomach. The Hindi, there is a pet caste. So similarly, we should work for Krishna. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, therefore, we should work for Krishna. I can repeat the same story again. Kudarendriyana, the indriya, the different parts of the body, because they are working hard, and the stomach within the abdomen, he is simply eating. So they went on strike. We shall no more work. This part is only simply, this man is simply eating. We shall not work. They stopped work. The indriyas, they stopped work. So gradually they became weak. So when next meeting, they saw that we have become weak. Therefore again decided that let us supply food to this power. This is sense. So this godless society, this astral society, which has forgotten that we have to serve Krishna, that is called dharmasagrani. When the society forgets Krishna and stops Krishna's service, that is called dharmasagrani. Real dharma means the characteristic. Dharma does not mean some rules and regulations. So, just like sugar, the characteristic of sugar is to become sweet. The characteristic of chili means to become hot. If sugar becomes hot and chili becomes sweet, then nobody cares for it. Similarly, our characteristic is to serve Krishna. And when we serve anything other than Krishna, that is our disease condition of life. Just like this hand is meant for picking out something eatable and put it into the mouth. If it is unable to do it, then it is diseased. If the fingers and hand cannot pick up nice foodstuff and put into the mouth, then it is disease condition. Similarly, when we are unable to serve Krishna, or we do not serve Krishna, we serve serving we are. That's a fact. We cannot become master. Nobody, can anyone say that he is master, he is not serving anyone? Everyone is serving. That's a fact. Either you are serving your family, society, or country, or office, or so many services. If anyone hasn't got to serve anything, then he picks up a master, a cat and dog and serves him. Because service is my mission. But we are missing where to put the service. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. So when we understand that we are missing, we are serving, but we are having no pleasure. Kama dinam kutidha na kutidha pallita dunnidhi. we are serving, instead of serving Krishna, I am serving my lusty desires. If I go to serve any office, I am not going to serve that particular person, proprietor of the office, but I require some money, therefore I am serving. So I am serving the money, not the person. Therefore it says, kama loha, loha. We serve the service must be Krishna is the master. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arsa Britta. Only master is Krishna. And anyone, or demigods, or man, or animal, or trees, or anything, they're all servants. This is the position. And when one realizes this position, that I am eternal servant of Krishna, particle, part and parcel of Krishna, my duty is to serve Krishna, then it is called self-realization. Not that aham brahmasmi, I become Bhagavan. How you can become Bhagavan? If you are Bhagavan, if you are actually the supreme powerful, then why you are in miserable condition under Maya? Does Bhagavan comes under Maya? No. Krishna says, Mama Maya. Maya is the med servant of Krishna. And we are servant of Maya. So how we can become Maya, Bhagavan? This is common sense. Had I been Bhagavan, then why I become servant of Maya? Therefore, we are engaged in the service of Maya in so many phases and different names. Somebody serving country, somebody serving society, somebody serving family, office, heat, and so many. This is Maya's service. Now, when it comes to our senses, that I am so long I was engaged in Maya's service, now I have to engage myself in Krishna's service. That is self-realization. That is described. Yeah. Jnana-vairāga-yukti. This is knowledge. That I am servant of Krishna. I am nobody's servant. This is jnana. Because I am in illusion. I am for nothing, without any benefit. I am serving so many kāma-vināna-kuti-dhāna-kuti-dhā-pālita-dhunni-dhīs. Kāma-lobha. I am serving this calm, low, moho, maskarja, but without any benefit, without any pleasure. So when we come to this stage to know, that is called jnana. And as soon as you become jnani, actually, in knowledge, then what is the next step? Vairagya. No more answering anyone. I shall serve only Krishna. That's all. This is called vairāgya. Jnana vairāgya. Therefore, in Bhagavad it is said, Vāsudeva bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayati asu vairāgyam jnanam ca vaitukam. If one is engaged in the service of Vāsudeva, Krishna, this knowledge also comes, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mahang prabhadvasi. After many, many births, if one is actually jnani, seeking after knowledge, then he comes to this conclusion. What is this? Vasudeva sarvamiti. Sa mahatma sudha. This is mahatma. No, anyone who is defying Krishna and is trying to become Krishna, he is not mahatma, he is duratma. Mahatma means Vasudeva sarvamiti, and knowing this, manga prabhadvate. That is Mahatma. Don't mistake Mahatma. He is Mahatma. What is the symptom of Mahatma? Mahatma rastamang partha dei prakriti mahasita bhajanti ananda manasho yatta bhuta adimabhya. He is Mahatma. He cannot manufacture Mahatma. This is the qualification of Mahatma. Vasudeva Sadhu. To know that Krishna is a deity. Krishnastu Bhagavan, sir. He is Mahatma. And his business is Mahatmanastu Mahantata. Devi, he is under the Devi Prakriti. There are two kinds of Prakriti. Paraprakriti and Aparaprakriti. Aparaprakriti means this material world. And Devi Prakriti is the spiritual world. So immediately, as soon as he understands this philosophy of life, that I am uselessly serving this material world, the society, fancy, country, and so on, without serving Krishna. That is called jnana, knowledge. And as soon as one comes to this knowledge is, that position is called Brahma-bhuta state. Brahma realization. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma-bhuta prasannātmā. Na sūcati na kāṅkati. As soon as one comes to this platform of knowledge, then he becomes prasannātmā. Oh, why am I serving this nonsense? I forgot that I am spirit, soul, minute particle of Krishna. My business is to serve Krishna. This place, I have already explained. Part and parcel means serving the whole. That is called part and parcel. Any example you can take, an office. There are so many workers, but they are working for satisfaction of the whole. Similarly, the whole is Krishna. Anything, we individually, or anything, they are meant for Krishna's satisfaction. Ishavasvamidam sarvam, Upanishad. Ishavasvamidam sarvam. Anyone who has understood that everything belongs to Krishna, Isha. Isha means Krishna. Isha or Ishara. There are so many Isharas or Isha. But Ishara, real Ishara, is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matsat Parataram Nanna. There are many Isharas or Ishas. That is all right. But nobody is greater than me. That is Krishna. Krishna is Bhagavan, sir. So, this is God. So as soon as one comes to this conclusion, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am Krishna's part and parcel, I have got the same quality as Krishna has got, but he is Prabhu, I am servant. He is master and answer. This is perfect knowledge. Then Jnana Vairagya Yuktena, Bhakti Yuktena. So, bhakti means when one has attained real jnana. Without real jnana, nobody can become bhakta. The foolish person says the bhakti is meant for a gang. Less intelligent. No. Bhakti is meant for the most intelligent person. Because bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mantrapadvata. You become experienced, very, very experienced, after many, many years. It is not many, many years, but many, many births. One actually becomes jnani. And what is that jnana? Vasudeva Sarvam. That is jnana. So long you cannot understand Krishna or Vasudeva, you should understand yourself that you are still fool. You may advertise yourself as very jnani, but you are fool. That is the Shastri conclusion. Because if you are actually jnani, then you should have surrendered to Krishna. That is also stated in another place in the world. Maya apurita jnana. Namana duskitanam mulha prapadjante naranhama. Maya apuhita jnana, asuri bhavumasa. who does not surrender to Krishna. These classes are met. What is that? Duskriti. Always acting sinful activities. Because those who are sinful, they cannot understand Krishna. Bhavanam janmanamante. Or dhisham antakatam papam. One who is completely free from papa, he can surrender to Krishna. He can be engaged in devotional service. So, to become free from papa, sinful life, one may say, then it will take many years. Because dhisham antakatam papam, jananam punyakarma. Unless we act piously, it is not possible to become free from impious or sinful life. But there is very simple process. What is that process? Krishna says that process. Sarva dharman paritajya mametam saranam vraja aham tva sarva pape bhavukas. Aham tva sarva pape bhavukasai. If you simply surrender to Krishna, sarva dharma, there are many dharmas or many activities or functions. Some of them are pious or some of them are impious. There are two kinds. So Krishna says you give up, pious and impious, both. That is sarva dharma. Because we are acting piously or impiously. So you can give up both pious activities and impious activities. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna was thinking that fighting with my brother, it is impious. So, Krishna was insisting that you must fight. So, how Arjuna could take impious activities? Because Krishna's service is above these pious and impious activities. That is called sarva-dharman paritya. This is the gopi. The gopi is going to Krishna at midnight by simply hearing the flute of Krishna. So, young girl going to Krishna at midnight, this is impious activity. According to Shastra, according to moral, it is impious activity. But because it was done for Krishna, it is understood as the most pious. Recommends. Who recommends? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramma kasi upasana brajabhu bhargavi jakalpita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has sannyasi, was very, very strict. No woman could come near him to offer respect. He is very strict about woman. And now he is saying, Ramma kasi upasana brajabhu bhargavi jakalpita. What can be more? Wonderful process of worship that as it was conceived by the gopis. The six Goswamis also. Gopi bhavar sam tadilahari kallol madanam ho kandi rupa sanatana uragajilo sri jiva gopal. So, although it looks apparently that gopis went to Krishna to dance with him, that is not very moral. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that is the highest method of worshipping Krishna. So this requires jnana. Therefore, this is called transcendental knowledge. How serving Krishna one becomes transcendental to all these pious and impious activities. That requires knowledge. Mahantyabhyavicharini bhakti yogena jate sagunan samasitaitan varma bhuyatal. Pious and impious, piety and impious, they are within this material gunas, qualities, good and bad. And Krishna's service is transcendent, above good and bad. So, that is called real knowledge, and if one is fortunate enough to understand this knowledge, then immediately he becomes detached to this material path and impious activities. Bhakti parishanubhava virakti annatrasa. That is called vairagya. Jnana Vedanta, Bhakti, Yuktena. Without Bhakti, there cannot be Jnana and Vedanta. Actually, the human life is meant for Jnana and Vedanta. For two things. Otherwise, we remain animals. The animal cannot attain any Jnana, neither animal can attain any Vedanta. That is animal qualification. But a human being, he has the opportunity to come to the stage of Jnana and Vedanta. Jnana means to understand that I am not this material body, I do not belong to this material body, I am spirit soul, I am part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna is the Supreme Spirit, and I belong to the spiritual world. Therefore, my business is to finish this material world business and go back to home, back to God. This is the knowledge. Therefore, you have to understand Krishna. If you have to go somewhere, we must know where we are going. Because we are serving here, now another program has to be made to serve Krishna and live there in the spiritual world. So, we have to understand Krishna very nicely. And if you can understand Krishna, janma karma me jivam, jo janati tattva. To understand Krishna in truth, that is not very easy task. That is very, very difficult task. Even the muktas cannot understand Krishna. Manushanam sahasyeshu kaschid jatati siddha. Siddhi means mukti. Liberation. Kaschid jatati. He is trying for liberation. Nobody is trying. But still, there are somebody who are trying for liberation. So, Krishna says, jatatamapi siddhana. After being liberated, those who are trying to understand Krishna, some of them can understand Krishna in true tattva. Therefore, you have to understand Krishna tattva. What is Krishna? If you can understand Krishna, janma karma me jibbam, Krishna says, that if you can understand me, how I come here, how I come, I play the part of a human being and teach the whole world, Bhagavad Gita, what is my mission? Why I come? Everything. Where is my residence? What is my father's name? People are searching after God. But God is canvassing. Please understand me. Here I am. But people not understand. So what God will help you? How can He help you? He says everything. I come from my Vaikuntha or spiritual world. Yada yada hi dharma sajnani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sujamaham. At that time I come. And I teach. And what do I teach? Dharma dharmaan parittajamame gam sarnam. This is dharma. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranetam. Dharma means the law given by God. That is dharma. You cannot make Hindu dharma just like you cannot make any law. This is, suppose the government is there. Now you cannot say that we Hindus, we have made this law. We Muslims, we have made this law. We Parsis, we have made this law. No. What all law is given by the government, you have to accept. Either you are Hindu, Muslim or Christian, it doesn't matter. Therefore, dharma means to accept the law of God. Not that you manufacture something. Therefore, in the Bhagavad it is said, dharma projita koita bhakta. All cheating trying of dharma is rejected, kicked out. Because real dharma is what is given by God. And what God says, sarva dharma paritajya manitam. This is real dharma. This is real dharma. So, we have to learn this. What Krishna says, we have to understand Krishna by tattva, by truth. Then we become liberated. That is called jnana, vairagya. And as soon as you become learned, scholar about Krishna, then you become immediately detached to this material world. And jnana vairagya yuktena bhakti yuktena. Then real bhakti begins. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. ब्रह्म भूत प्रसन्नात्मा न सोचति न कांक्षति समस्त सर्वेषु भूतेषु मद भक्ति लभते पराम। भक्ति विज्ञान वेर ज्ञान वैराग्य इज कम्प्लीट, नॉट दैट फूलिश पर्सन, बट यू वन कैन से दैट इन योर सोसाइटी देर आर नॉट मेनी वेरी लर्नेड स्कॉलर, नो देर आर ज्ञान स्कॉलर, बट इवन देर आर को जस्ट लाइक यू सीन दैट A child, he also chants and does. So, there, he will attain this Gyanan Vairagya. The other day, I was asking the boy, he's not a very learned scholar. So I asked him, what is Krishna? He immediately said, the Supreme Personality of Lord. That is Gyanan Vairagya, result. Bhavanam janmanam apte jnanavan man prabuddhati. He has already got the knowledge. What you have to learn it? Now, after many, many births, a child, a boy has already learned. Here we go. He says, Supreme Personality of God. Then what is that? Similarly, instead of endeavoring jnanan vairagya artificially, you accept what Krishna says. Immediately becomes Jnani and Vairagya. Immediately. So our Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that even a child can be on the highest position of Jnana and Vairagya. If he takes the word of Krishna by association, good association, Sangha Sanjayate Kama. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for giving chance to people to take the advantage of association of Jnani and Vairagya. Not fools and rascals, but Jnani and Vairagya. Jnana Vairagya Jutta. Bhakti Juttena, Jatmana. Then what is there? Parishvastati, Udasinam, Prakitim, Pratikincha, Patojakam. Now Prakriti has no more any influence. No more attraction for cinema. No. No more attraction for cigarette. You see, practically. These are young men from Europe and America. Because they have taken to Krishna consciousness, they have no more any attraction for meat eating, cigarette or cinema. No. This is called Vairagya. How they attain this Vairagya? Only for this bhakti, bhakti jukti. So, the real purpose of life is to attain Jnana and Buddha. This is meant for human life. Because we are suffering in this material condition on account of ignorance, no Jnana. I am not this body, but I am thinking I am this body. I am thinking I am a body. I am in Pakistan, I am in Hindustan, I am fighting. This whole world is going around this again. Because I am not this body, but the whole world is being conducted. This again. And there is no Vairagya, very much attached. The so-called family, society, love, and everything will finish as soon as this body is finished. No more love, no more family, no more attraction. So, this is going on. Agyat and detachment. Moho, illusion. Atak griha kshetra sutapta vittai janasta mohoyam ahamameti. So, this ahamameti, this is agyat. So, when one is jnani, then this influence of material nature, aham mamiti, will be reduced to me. That is to say, prakritincha hatojasa. Now, no more prakriti can disillusion me. That I am this body, and in body this is less hand, everything is mine. This ajnana, ignorance, is immediately mitigated and it becomes free. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. Then I do not belong to all these things, so I am falsely inclined to all these things. So it will come. This bhakti yukti. If you take to bhakti yoga, this thing out of me. Vasudevi bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayati yasu vairagyam jnanam cha ahita. How he became so powerful jnani? It is very difficult to understand how a small boy and he is saying Krishna, the Supreme Personality. Not only he, even a small child. There is another small child, only 5 years old. He goes to preach. You know what is Krishna? And somebody says, no, I do not. The Supreme Personality. Anyway, he has not. That is there. But that is a fact. I may not know to analyze what is fire. But my father has said this is fire. Don't touch it. It is burnt. So that's all right. He may be child, but he has got the real knowledge. Similarly, by hearing process, Sauta Parampara, Evam Parampara Pratam Mahamarajarsayadi. If you go to the process of disciplic succession, hearing from the authorities, you may be fool, I may be fool, but because I am hearing from the authority, my knowledge is perfect. My knowledge is perfect. Just like I may be imperfect. I don't say that I am perfect, but I am speaking to the whole world. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. The same thing. As the child says to the boy, I am also saying the same thing. But it is becoming effective, because this is a fact. This is a fact. I don't make any miracles or create any gold or this or that. No. These boys and girls, they're captivated to me not by miracles, but by chanting Hare Krishna. Because this is a fact. So, Krishna consciousness is not very difficult thing. You try to understand Krishna. Janma karma medidvam jo janati tattva. This is the effect. If you simply try to understand Krishna by this Krishna consciousness moment, you can understand by chanting only Hare Krishna mantra. But if you think yourself that you are very learned scholar, scientist and philosopher, you have got dozens of books like this you have read. And try to understand Krishna. Simply by understanding Krishna, you will be successful in your life. Thank you very much.